Welcome back here on KDCR 88.5 FM. So we get you set now for the contest between the Dort University men's basketball program and the Concordia University Bulldogs. Both of the teams come into this one at 5-1 overall. The difference, Concordia 2-0 in conference play, the defenders 1-1 in the conference this season. Concordia, their conference wins this year have come over Midland and Northwestern 82-55 in their conference opener, and then a close one against the Red Raiders 77-74. So after a season opening close loss against Tabor 72-69, Concordia on a hot streak, five straight wins. So both of their basketball programs have been on a good little streak here as they make their way towards Thanksgiving. As the defenders, the men also will be in action next Tuesday, as we alluded to in the Wireless World postgame wrap-up against the Briarcliff Chargers. So Dort 5-1 this season and 1-1 in conference play against Concordia. The offense has been pretty good so far. Coach Harmson mentioned during the Premier Communications Defender Coaches Show, Concordia has one of the most talented backcourts in this conference, and their guard play has been very effective offensively. 87.8 points per game for the Bulldogs and allowing just 66 points per game. Had a few games against Emmaus Bible and Manhattan Christian, but when they've won, they've scored a lot of points. Concordia's had 102, 107, 90, 82, and 77 in their wins this year. As a team, they're shooting 47% from the field, just under 35% from behind the arc, and at the free throw line at about 63%. One interesting thing, opponents at the free throw line against Concordia are shooting under 60%. Now, there's really not anything you can do to control that, but just an interesting note that so far, teams have not shot the ball well at the free throw line against Concordia, and that's something I know that Coach Van Haften mentioned. He wanted to see get cleaned up for Dort, as the defenders have not shot the ball very well from the free throw line as well over the past couple games. Missing a few big ones against Dakota Wesley in the last time out when the defenders lost in double overtime. Justin Wiersma is the leading scorer for the Bulldogs, averaging 0.3 points per game and adding in a couple rebounds as well, while Carter Kent averages 13.5 points per game. Four players total average double figures in scoring, as Sam Scarpelli and Gage Smith also average 10.7 and 10 points, respectively. For the defenders, wins so far this year have come against Kansas Wesleyan, Bellevue, Viterbo, Presentation, and Midland. The one loss this year for Dort coming on Wednesday against Dakota Wesleyan by an 80-78 double overtime score. Dort shooting over 50% still on the season, under 34% from 3 and 66 for the free throw line, averaging 84.3 points per game while giving up about 72.3 points per game as well. Both of these teams hold a solid rebounding advantage over their opponents on the season. For Dort, about plus 4.3, and for Concordia, plus 7. Passing the ball has been effective for the Bulldogs. 17.5 assists per game while allowing just 9.3 assists, and the Bulldogs 9.5 steals per game so far this season. So they forced turnovers, have forced about 20 per game so far this year, where the defenders will turn the ball over and force 12.5 turnovers per game. We're going to take a brief break here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Then we'll take a look at your starting lineups for today's showdown between the Dort University men's basketball team and the Concordia University Bulldogs. Coming to you live from Frederick Arena in Seward, Nebraska, Christian Zylstra on KDCR 88.5 FM. The defenders starting five today, starting at guard, a senior, Jesse Jansma, 6'4", senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Ben Gasink, a senior guard as well, starting for the defenders, as is Cade Bleeker, Garrett Franken, and Jacob Viss. So a couple forwards out there for the defenders as well. Senior, sophomore, senior, and freshman listed on the roster. So that's the lineup that the defenders will start with today. For Concordia, Sam Scarpelli with Carter Kent and Justin Wiersma in the backcourt. And in the front court, it'll be Gage Smith and Ryan Holt. The only guy in that starting five who doesn't average double figures for Concordia is Ryan Holt, the senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 7 points per game on the year, along with three rebounds and one assist. As I mentioned, Justin Wiersma, number 10, he'll be the guy to watch today, 16.3 points per game. shooting 61% from the floor and 47% from behind the arc. As we just about get set here, the defenders wearing black with the gold trim. Concordia wearing white with the navy trim. Dort will start by going from right to left. Concordia from left to right. Tip-off, won by Jacob Viss and the defenders. Gets it over to Ben Gasink, and so Dort will start with the basketball. Going from right to left. Gasink using a Bleeker screen. Now drives into the paint. Kicks it back out to Bleeker. Bleeker, right wing three. That one off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Smith. Smith gets it to Wiersma. Concordia now trying to push it a little bit. Down low, Wiersma kicks it out. Top of the key, Ryan Holt knocks down the triple. Well, the one starter who's not averaging double figures in scoring opens the scoring today as Ryan Holt gets the three, 3-0, 30 seconds in. Rankin now over to Gasink on the left wing. Gasink, guarded by Smith, has it knocked away, and Gasink will corral with 15 on the shot clock. Viss back to Gasink. Top of the key over to Viss. Viss will swing it to Bleeker. Bleeker over the top, down low, Franken. Left block, airballs it too strong on the other side. And the rebound taken by Wiersma. Wiersma gets it over to Smith. Smith will push a wild shot in the paint with the left hand, no good. And Ben Gasink gets the rebound. He'll look to push, outlet to Jesse Jansma. Right wing now down low to Viss. Viss, double teamed, ball knocked away loose. And taken away initially by Wiersma. So a turnover from Jacob Viss down low. And Concordia leading 3-0 will try to add. Ryan Holt left wing, hands off far side to Scarpelli. Scarpelli top of the key. Back over now to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Gets it over to Carter Kent. Carter Kent, first time he's touched the ball today. And in his first touch, he's fouled by Jesse Jansma. So a minute and 29 seconds into this one, Jesse Jansma picks up the first foul of the game. Concordia leads 3-0. Means we'll get a shot clock reset at 20. With it driving through the lane, Sam Scarpelli lulled Gasink to sleep a little bit there and got all the way to the hoop, lays it in with the right hand, 5-0 Bulldogs. So a quick start here for Concordia. Jansma now on the left wing. He's guarded by Wiersma. Down low, it's Franken. Franken about 15 feet out, kicks it back out to Viss. Top of the key, defenders swinging it from left to right along the perimeter. Back to Franken, top of the key. Jansma coming off a curl, now into the paint, lays it up with the right hand. Can't get that layup to go. Rebound taken away by Holt. And Concordia will push again, 5-0, just over 2 minutes in here in Seward. Right on the right wing, it's Smith. Smith tries to take Franken, kicks it back out, right wing three, Holt, that's good. Concordia, an 8-0 run to start this one. A couple triples from Ryan Holt and a layup from Sam Scarpelli. Down low, Franken. Franken gets it to Viss. A beautiful handoff. A lot of contact there. Out of bounds. It's blocked by Gage Smith. The block was clean up top. A lot of contact with the body, but no foul. Dort will inbound it with 20 on the shot clock underneath the hoop. 8-0 Bulldogs lead early. Gasink. Trying to get it to Jansma off the screen. Instead, we'll have to reset by kicking it out to Bleeker about 30 feet away from the basket. Gasink over to Viss. Now a handoff. Gasink, left wing three. That one off the back of the iron, no good. And Ryan Holt takes the rebound. Concordia can push the lead to double digits here. Holt swings it left over to Wiersma. Wiersma, three-point basket, shooting 47% from three on the season. That one well short. Jesse Jansma gets the rebound. Defenders scoreless just about 3 minutes in. Franken, three-pointer, top of the key, it's good. Garrett Franken shooting 14% from three this year, but knocks down the triple, gets the first points of the game for the defenders, and Concordia leads 8-3, just over 3 minutes in. Holt, top of the key. Viss sagging off him a little bit. Holt thought about it, instead will hand it off to Kent. Kent, tough hand with the left, can't get it to go. One high off the glass, no good. Jesse Jansma, a little fortunate to avoid the turnover there. Gets it over to Franken, three-pointer off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Kent. Kent now wants to push. He's into the paint, picks up his dribble just inside the free throw line. Now swings it back out. Holt, three, that one in and out, no good. And a loose ball foul going to be called against Gage Smith as Ben Gasink skied for the rebound. Bumped across the body. So Gage Smith picks up his first personal. It'll be the first team foul on the Bulldogs. We'll get a substitution here as a checking in. Bryce Kopic and Camden Bielis, Jacob Viss, and Jesse Jansma will sit. 16:20 left to go here in our first half. 8-3 Concordia leads. Dort so far one of six from the floor. Bleeker out to Bielis now. Top of the key, hands it off to Kopic. Kopic picks up his dribble just inside the three-point arc over to Franken. Now down to Bielis, left block. Bielis, he's guarded down low by Kyle Ewer as the turnaround jumper from Bielis is no good. Rolls off the rim, taken by Kent. And now Kent will push into the paint. Gasek gets a piece of it, and Bielis with a rebound. Bielis outlets to Kopic. Kopic, pull up three in transition. That one in and out, and Wiersma with a rebound. Wiersma with the basketball inside the three-point arc. Swings it now over to Kent, back to Holt. Holt driving baseline. He's blocked by Franken, and the basketball gets over to Bielis. Bielis will outlet it over to Franken, who now drives left. Bleeker, open three. That one, cash money for the left wing. Cade Bleeker left all alone on the left wing. A nice, smooth stroke gets the triple to go. And Concordia, after scoring the first eight, has given up a couple triples now to the defenders. And the Bulldogs lead 8-2, just under 5 minutes into this one. Wiersma out to Holt. Now swings it to Kent. Kent wants to get it to Scarpelli. He does, but Scarpelli's got a flash outside from the basket, 25 feet. Now gets it over to Holt, top of the key. Three-point shot, no good. So far, Dort been willing to let Holt shoot, and Holt 2-for-4 from behind the arc thus far. Kopic uses a Bielis screen, then loses his feet. Oh, incidental contact, tangling of the feet, and Kopic is whistled for the travel. Garrett Franken will check out. We'll have DJ Feikstra check in. Carter Kent will check out for Concordia, and checking in for A.J. Watson. He's in for the Bulldogs. It would be an issue, I think, if Concordia had Clark Kent on their roster, the alter ego for Superman. Would be a tough ask. 8-6. Fortunately for Dort, still a tough ask today, trying to take on Concordia as Holt, top of the key, gets it over to Wiersma. Now back to Holt. Holt, aggressive early on. He's guarded by Feikstra. Now kicks it back out to Scarpelli. Goes through his hands. Shot clock down to 8. Scarpelli drives. Fadeaway jumper blocked by Kopic. And the loose ball taken away by Gason. Kopic getting the block not only on a jump shot, but a fadeaway jump shot. Good defense by Bryce Kopic. He's got the basketball now on the left wing, guarded by Scarpelli. Bounce pass over to Bielis on the right elbow. Bielis trying to find someone. Gets it to Bleeker on a back cut. And Bleeker going up for it, just lost the basketball out of bounds. A turnover gives possession back to Concordia. We're 6 minutes into this one. The Bulldogs lead 8-6. Concordia has not scored in a little while here. The last basket from Concordia was 3 minutes and 44 seconds ago. So a little bit of a scoring drought for the Bulldogs. Approaching 4 minutes without a point, but they still lead 8-6. Scarpelli swings it over to Watson. Dort going with a 3-2 zone now. Scarpelli, right wing, swings it back to Watson, left elbow. Ball tipped by Kopic, but finds its way over to Gage Smith. In the corner, Justin Wiersma has yet to attempt a shot today. Down low, that's Clay O'Hare. Gets his shot blocked as well. So O'Hare with his shot blocked. As Dort with it, Caleb Harmson checks in. He has the basketball. Over now to Jesse Jansma. Out there for the defenders, Jansma, Viss, Harmson, Kopic, and Feikstra. 12 on the shot clock, top of the key. Now at the free throw line, Feikstra swings it to Viss. Viss, give and go, back out to Jansma. Three-point basket, doesn't draw iron. There's just three on the shot clock. And trying to save that basketball was DJ Feikstra, but his foot was on the line. And so the basketball goes back to Concordia. 4 minutes and 35 seconds since Concordia has scored. It's 8-6. Bulldogs still lead, 7 minutes into this one. Dort back to a man-to-man defense. Watson swings it right. Scarpelli back out to Watson, left wing, trying to use an O'Hare screen. Up over the top, shot no good. Ball loose, rebound corralled by Viss. Now Dort wants to push. It's Jansma, far side, right wing, swings it. Caleb Harmson, left wing triple. That one's good. Caleb Harmson knocks down the triple, and the defenders lead 9-8. Three three-pointers for Dort from three different players, Franken, Bleeker, and Harmson. And Concordia has not scored in over 5 minutes. Scarpelli at the free throw line kicks it out. Smith, pump fake, guarded by Feikstra, hands off to Watson. Watson now double-teamed by Feikstra and Jansma has to get it back to Smith. Smith has it poked away from behind by Fikstra. Another turnover. And Dort has the opportunity to build on its one-point lead. Kopic, a 10-foot jumper inside the paint. Can't get that one to go off the front of the iron. Rebound taken away by Smith. Now pushing Concordia. An alley-oop to Wiersma. No good, but Wiersma gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and that breaks the drought. Concordia went 5 minutes and 50 seconds without a basket, but their basket there by Justin Wiersma, his first basket of the night, gives Concordia a 10-9 lead just over 8 minutes into this one here in Seward. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back here in Seward, Nebraska, 10-9. Concordia with a one-point lead on the defenders. Face right topic, has it at the top of the key. Hands off to Caleb Hunt, and now right wing, Jesse Jansma. Driving, puts it up, right hand, and one, Jesse Jansma. Jansma gets his first points, and a go to the line for the chance to convert the old-fashioned three-point play as Gage Smith picks up the foul. His second, team second. So Gage Smith with both Concordia fouls so far. 11:32 left to go here in our first half. Dort leads 11-10. And Jansma, 65.5% for the free throw line this season, will go to the line for one. That free throw off the back iron, no good. So Jansma can't convert the three-point play, but he does give Dort the lead, 11-10. A.J. Watson with it, top of the key. The sophomore gets it over now to Grant Rogge. Rogge back to Watson. Watson, left wing triple, even with Bryce Kopic there out on him. It's a three-point basket for Watson. 13-11, Concordia reclaims the lead. Garrett Franken, top of the key, drives into the body, can't get the shot to go. Tried to draw the contact on Corey Davila, but could not get it to fall. On the other end, Carter Kent. That three-point basket, no good. Franken skies for the rebound, and Dort continues to push. Kopic now down to Viss. Started down low by Davila. Turnaround. Viss can't get the shot to go, but it'll go to the free throw line for two. Foul goes against Corey Davila. His first personal, third team foul. Still just the one personal foul for Jesse Jansma. They're counting for the one team foul for Dort. A couple substitutions awaiting as well for the defenders as Jacob Viss knocks down the first one. Ben Gasink and Kendrick Van Kekriks will check in for Bryce Kopic and Jesse Jansma, and Camden Bielis will check in if Jacob Viss can make this free throw to tie the game. It's 13-12. 10:46 left to go here in the first half. Jacob Viss knocks down the pair. So Viss, 76% free throw shooter on the season, knocks down the pair. It's tied at 13. Those are his first 2 points of the game. Out there for Concordia right now is Watson out there with Rogge. Kent out there with Holt. And down low, setting a screen, that's Corey Davila. Up top, Harmson, Franken, Gasink, Bielis, and Van Kekeriks. Holt, bounce pass, gets it over to Rogge. Top of the key, now swings Watson. Watson tries to drive on Harmson, kicks it back out to Holt. Holt swings right, Kent. Kent just inside the three-point arc. Hands off to Rogge, free throw jumper. Off the glass, no good. And a rebound taken away by Bielis. Gets it over to Ben Gasink. Gasink now using a Bielis screen. Give and go, the pick and roll. Bielis down low, blocked by Davila. And Davila also corrals the loose ball. Halfway into this one, we're all tied at 13 here in Seward, Nebraska at the Frederick Arena. Top of the key, Holt handing off for Rogge. Now Kent, left wing, Watson. Watson, pump fake, gets Harmson in the air. Swings it, Kent, open, baseline, corner three is good. Carter Kent knocks down the triple. He averages 13.5 points per game. Those his first points of the game tonight. Then Kekeriks guarded by Watson. Concordia leads 16-13. Bielis now swings it. Franken, left elbow jumper. Front of the iron, no good. Rogge with a rebound. Then Kekeriks tried to go for the offensive glass. Concordia has a 5-on-4. Good transition defense by Dort to get back, and they'll set here in the half court. Kent into the paint. High off the glass, no good. And the ball last touched by Concordia. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball. 16-13, Concordia leads. 9:11 left to go here in the first half of play. Gasink, Bielis, Van Kekeriks, Franken, and Harmson out there for the defenders. Bielis, top of the key, swings left over to Van Kekeriks. Van Kekeriks using the screen, gets into the paint, now kicks it back out to Harmson. Harmson guarded closely by Kent. He'll swing it right to Gasink. Now Franken. Back to Harmson. Harmson starts to drive. Now pulls it back out. Eight on the shot clock. Gasink. Over to Franken. Back to Gasink. Top of the key. Two on the shot clock. Gasink pulls. That one off the glass. No good. And a foul is going to be called on Dort. I think that's Kendrick Van Kickerix picking up the loose ball foul. So his first personal, team's second foul. And Concordia gets the basketball up 16-13, 8:39 left to go here in the first half. Grant Rogge will check out. Justin Wiersma checks back in. Watson, Holt, Kent, Wiersma, and Davila out there for the Bulldogs. At the next whistle, Cade Bleeker will check in for Dort, as will Jesse Chancellor. Gasink guarding Kent. Now over to Watson, right wing. Watson, crossover dribble, swings it left. Over to Kent. Kent, three-point basket. He's got it to go. So Carter Kent with back-to-back triples for Concordia. The lead 19-13. The Bulldogs up by six. Harmson over to Franken. Franken about 18 feet out. Steps back. Long two-point basket. Can't get that to go. And Davila gets the board. Now Kent wants to push. A nice no-look bounce pass. Kent getting fancy. Gets it over to Wiersma. Wiersma with a reverse. A nice play by the Bulldogs there. It's an 8-0 run. Concordia leads 21-13 over the defenders. 7:54 left to go here in our first half of play. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR. Here at the Frederick Arena in Seward, Nebraska, the Concordia Bulldogs leading the Dort University defenders 21-13. Just under 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. So Concordia, a couple 8-0 runs. Started the game with an 8-0 run, and now after Dort was able to tie it up at 13-13, another 8-0 run puts the Bulldogs up 21-13. Scoring so far for Dort, several players with three, Franken, Harmson, and Bleeker. Foul away from the basketball, whistled against A.J. Watson, his first personal fourth team foul. And Dort will inbound underneath the basket. It'll be Gasink with a 23 on the shot clock. Kicks it out to Bielis, who now gets it to Franken. Top of the key, Jansma left all alone. Can't get the triple to fall. Wiersma skies for the board, and now he'll get Concordia into the offensive set. On the left wing, guarded by Bleeker. Swings it from Holt over to Watson. Back to Holt, top of the key. Wiersma now left wing, down low, pass over to Davila. Davila working on Bielis. A nice spin move from Davila. Gets good inside positioning against Bielis, and it's a 10-0 run for Concordia, 23-13. Corner three, Gasink in transition. A big triple for Dort. Ends the 10-0 run, 23-16. Gasink's first points of the evening. Wiersma thought about answering on the left wing on the other side. Instead, drives into the point, and he'll just answer with a two-point basket. 25-16, Concordia up nine. Getting a little more rhythm and pace to this one. As I say that, Jesse Jansma loses the basketball. Three corrals it, and Dort now in the half-court offensive set. Pass, Gasink down low to Bielis. Bielis kicks it back out. Bleeker to Franken. Now over to Jansma. Jansma uses a Franken screen at the free throw line. Now into the paint, goes up a tough shot, and gets it to go high off the glass. Jansma has four. Defenders trail 25-18. 6:25 left to go here in the first half of play. Watson will cross the timeline. Dort goes back into a zone set, a 3-2 zone for the defenders. The top of the zone, Bleeker. Alley-oop pass lost by Wiersma. He had it, snuck behind the back line of the zone, but Wiersma just couldn't corral it. So the turnover. Dort with the basketball. Gasink hands off to Bleeker. A little bit of a body bump. No call. Top of the key, 18 on the shot clock. Jansma, a little step back, keeps his dribble alive. Now uses a Bielis screen. How about a Franken? Franken, he'll drive. And Concordia bailed out. The body bump called there stopped Franken from an easy layup. The foul will go on Ryan Holt, his first personal, the fifth team foul. Now Bielis and Franken will check out. Feikstra and Jacob Viss will check in for the defenders. Davila and Watson will leave. Scarpelli and O'Hare check in for the Bulldogs. Oh, Feikstra on the floor. Viss with it off the inbounds from Gasink. Viss loses it going up. Ball loose on the floor. Viss able to corral it. 10 on the shot clock. He'll dribble it back out to the three-point arc. Handoff to Jansma. Wide open right wing three. That one well off the mark. Feikstra goes up, and he's fouled by Holt, and Holt quickly picks up two personal fouls. So DJ Feikstra will go to the free throw line for two. Holt picks up his second personal, 16 foul. So for the final 5:32, Dort will be in the bonus. DJ Feikstra heading to the free throw line. His first free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Feikstra 75% on the season for the from the free throw line before that miss. Has another one coming up. And rattles that one home. So the Bulldogs lead by 6, 25-19. 5.5 minutes left to go here in our first half of play. Dort on the road, 5-1. Defenders at 5-1 Concordia. Bulldogs were in the national tournament last year after winning the GPAC tournament. Kicked ball violation against the defenders, so side out for Wiersma. Now, Concordia played well in that one against number 5 Ottawa. It was an 87-84 defeat for the Bulldogs. One of the games that got in before the national tournament was canceled back in March. Wiersma against the zone, looking for an option. Holt will flash now, top of the key, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Kent shoots, that one blocked by Bleeker. Dort now on the push. Gasink, corner, three, Bleeker, no good. That went off the rebound and then off the knee of Scarpelli. Good pressure by Feikstra. Feikstra might have gotten a hand on that one and knocked it off the knee of Scarpelli. And so Dort will, with 20 on the shot clock, get to inbound it underneath the basket. Trailing 25-19, 4:53 left to go in the half. Gasink looking for an option. Gets it to Viss on the left wing. Viss hands off to Bleeker. Bleeker guarded closely by Kent. Bleeker will drive. Picks up his dribble at the block. Will kick it back out. Now 9 on the shot clock. Gasing swings it to Jansma. Jansma inside the paint. 3 on the shot clock. Kicks it out. Viss triple off the back of the iron. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Kent. It's a 3-on-2 opportunity for Concordia. Scarpelli pump fake. Now bails back out. Driving. O'Hare has his shot blocked by Viss. Down low. And getting a little physical down low. DJ Feikstra is going to be whistled for the foul. And after the play, Clay O'Hare with a little bit of an extra bump against DJ Feikstra. Little elbow shove, just asking for that space down low. So 4:20 left in the half, 20 on the shot clock. We'll get a substitution. Holt checks out. Gage Smith will check in. And Gasink will leave as Bryce Kopic checks in. So for the defenders, Kopic, Bleeker, Jansma, Feikstra, and Viss out there. For Concordia, Scarpelli, Wiersma with it, Kent, Smith, and O'Hare. Down low, right block, Wiersma adds a score down there, just backing down his defender and rising up from about 7 feet out, 27-19. And now Viss and Bleeker not on the same page. The defenders just throw it away. And now Coach Van Haften wants a timeout. Not happy with what he saw from Dort there as Dort out of sync after Concordia went on a 10-0 run. The defenders have been able to trim it by two, but with 4:02 left to go here in the first half on KDCR, Dort trails Concordia 27-19. Back here live on KDCR in Seward, Nebraska. Concordia leading the defenders 27-19 as a moving screen committed, trying to create a little space for Wiersma. That was Clay O'Hare. So O'Hare picks up the foul. It's his first personal, 17 foul. Offensive foul, though, so no free throws for Dort. 3:40 left to go here in the first half. Dort with the basketball trailing by 8. Bleeker, left block, pump fake. Now blocked down low by Smith. It's been a physical game so far, down low for both sides. Wiersma in the corner, guarded by Viss. Bit of a mismatch there, but good job by Viss with the body positioning. Force Wiersma to pick up his dribble. Concordia will now swing it along the perimeter. Kent, baseline, bounce pass to Wiersma, and one. So Justin Wiersma gets the basket, has the opportunity to convert to the three-point play. 3:19 left to go here in the half. It's Concordia up 29-19. Bleeker and Feikstra will check out. Franken and Harmson will check in. So Franken, Harmson, Jansma, Viss, and Kopic on the floor for Dort.
Wiersma
gets the three-point play. Knocks down the free throw. And so Concordia, its lead at its biggest point today, 30-19. Just over 3 minutes left to go here in the first half. Jansma at the free throw line. Turns around, kicks it out to Kopic. Kopic uses a Viss screen to get into the paint. Now swings it. Harmson, Jansma, now to Viss. Viss with it, top of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Over to Jansma. Jansma now driving, has his pocket picked by Scarpelli. It's one-on-one. Scarpelli on Harmson. Good defense by Harmson, forcing the miss. And the basketball will be Dortz as Viss got back to try to box out down low Wiersma, and Wiersma pokes it out of bounds. So good transition defense from Caleb Harmson there, forcing Scarpelli with a miss. And Dort will get the basketball, 30-19, and Concordia leads. It is substitution. Scarpelli leaves Jackson. Hirschfeld will check in for the first time. Kent will leave as well as Watson checks back in. Watson will pick up Kopic. Kopic, his pass intercepted, and it's a two-on-one. Watson up with the left hand, can't get it to go. Wiersma, the putback, and Coach Van Haften is not happy as it's another turnover for Dort. The defender's just a little sloppy on offense with some of the passes. And a two-on-one opportunity. Back-to-back possessions. Concordia with a one-on-one and two-on-one. And the Bulldogs, their lead, the biggest of the game. 2:31 left to go here in the first half. 32-19. Concordia with the lead. Back here at the Frederick Arena in Seward, Nebraska, Christian Zylstra on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center. 32-19, the Bulldogs with the lead over the defenders as Dort a little sloppy on the past couple possessions, couple turnovers, and Coach Harmson has had to call a couple timeouts now in the span of about a minute of game time. Dort shooting 23% from the floor so far, 6 of 26 from the field, and that's a big part of why Concordia's got a 13-point lead. Also, 6 turnovers for Dort so far. Concordia with 5. Jansma with it. And right on cue, the defenders almost turn it over. Ryan Holt knocked it away from Viss. And I don't know why Wiersma didn't just grab the basketball. It bounced inbounds twice right next to Wiersma, but he let it go out of bounds. And so Dort will have the basketball still. 17 on the shot clock. Harmson over to Viss. Swings it right, Jansma, over to Franken, top of the key. Now into the paint. Right hand, up, Franken, left it short off the front of the iron. Holt with a rebound. Dort shooting 23% in this one so far, with less than 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Hirschfeld swings it to Wiersma, now Watson. Watson, he's guarded by Kopic. Will hand it off with Holt. Holt guarded by Franken. Drives, pick up his dribble, kicks it back out to Hirschfeld. 7 on the shot clock, top of the key. Hirschfeld guarded by Harmson. Crossover dribble to get into the paint, loses the basketball, dribbled it off his own foot, and we'll have a shot clock violation. So the defense forcing the turnover. And with 1:34 left to go in our first half, Dort will have the basketball down 32-19. Kopic, Viss, Jansma, Franken, and Harmson on the floor. Kopic drives into the paint, kicks it out. Franken now back over to Harmson, swinging it from right to left. Jansma over to Kopic, now down low on the left block. It's Viss. Viss spins in the paint, kicks it out. Kopic, three-pointer off the front of the iron, no good. Caleb Harmson with the offensive board, a new 20 on the shot clock. Viss over to Jansma. Jansma thought about it, pump fake, kicks it over to Franken, and that three. Nothing but air on that attempt from Franken, and it's out of bounds. Concordia basketball, 57.4 seconds left to go. And there's a chance here that Dort could go in the first half shooting about 20%. Down 32-19, less than a minute to go. Concordia with the basketball. Kent, Watson, Holt, Wiersma, and Smith out there for the Bulldogs. Kent, driving baseline, kicks it out. Holt, open, three, right wing, got it. A 16-point lead for Concordia. We were tied at 13. It's a 22-6 run for the Bulldogs since. Kopic into the paint. Viss over to Franken. Franken up off the glass, can't get it to go. And the ball loose, corralled by Kent, and Concordia can hold for the last shot. So the Bulldogs will hold for the last shot here, leading by 16, a chance to grow that heading into halftime. Kent with the basketball, continuing to draw some clock out. Game clock now down to 7. Kent pulls up from deep, off the back of the iron, no good. Kopic with the rebound. He's got 1 second to get a three-quarters court heave, and that one falls short. So at halftime, the Bulldogs end the first half on a 22-6 run to establish a 35-19 lead. Concordia up by 16 here at halftime. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. We'll have your first half stats and some other GPAC scores in just a little bit. But first, it's time for Where Are They Now? Our Where Are They Now segment with Dort University athletic alumni Brady Van Holland, our guest for Where Are They Now? So we'll get to that interview, and then we'll have your stats coming out on the other side of that break here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Concordia leading Dort 35-19 at the half.
Hello and welcome in. I'm Christian Zylstra, your host of Where Are They Now? This episode of Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Our guest today for this edition of Where Are They Now is a former men's soccer player at Dort University, once a GPAC first teamer, and now he's taken his love of soccer and turned it into a career coaching down at Covenant College. He's a 2015 graduate of Dort. Our guest today for this episode of Where Are They Now is Brady Van Holland. Let's look back to before you first stepped on campus as a student at Dort. For those who don't know you and don't know your background, where did you grow up and when did Dort kind of first appear on your radar?
Yeah, so I grew up, Sioux Falls was there until, you know, graduated from high school. But, I mean, Dort was kind of on my radar throughout my whole entire upbringing just because I had family in the Rock Valley Hall area, and my dad attended Western in Hall and then ended up going to Dort as well. And so it had kind of been, you know, on the back of my mind a little bit growing up. Initially, when I kind of was going into the college decision process, I definitely kind of wanted to get away a little bit. So I looked up a lot of schools that were a little bit east, like Calvin, Hope, and I looked up north a little bit in Bethel and Minneapolis. And then I looked at another school, which was Wisconsin Superior, up in way northern Minnesota / Wisconsin, kind of right on the border up there. But then, I mean, Dort kind of, you know, ended up just offering a lot of different things for me that I was kind of looking for in a school. I had a couple of different things kind of change with coaches leaving from other colleges. And so Dort just kind of, you know, ended up being the one school that was kind of pretty consistent throughout my whole recruiting process. And that's kind of how I ended up, you know, deciding to attend Dort after I graduated from Sioux Falls Christian.
You studied sports management at Dort. What drew you or pulled you to that area of study?
Yeah, so I came in wanting to do accounting. I love numbers, and I thought that, you know, being an accountant would definitely be right up my alley. And then after a semester, I kind of decided, hey, it's not for me. And then I switched to education. And so for my second semester, my freshman year, I was an education major, and, you know, I kind of had a discussion with one of my principals or superintendents from high school, and he kind of encouraged me to maybe look somewhere else besides education, and that's where I kind of fell into the sports management. It was health and human performance when I was taking it, and it kind of, you know, centered around business, education, and athletics. So there were three things that I loved. And it kind of just put all three of those things into kind of one major. And that's kind of where I kind of fell in love with it and kind of why I decided to kind of go in that direction.
While at Dort, you were quite the soccer player with the men's program. I know sports were a big part of your upbringing. When and how did soccer become a passion of yours?
Yeah, so I grew up playing soccer, I mean, since I was 5, 6 years old. But growing up, I mean, baseball and basketball were probably my two better sports. I played baseball up until I was probably 12, 13 years old. And at that point, when I kind of reached that age, my dad had always been kind of a coach growing up. He was a fast pitch pitcher. So baseball was definitely the thing that was definitely probably loved the most by me. But then at the 12, 13 age group, he made me make a decision between soccer and baseball. And for some reason, I chose soccer and just kind of continued on through that. And then I think my true passion for soccer really kind of came eighth grade year. I was able to play varsity soccer at Sioux Falls Christian. And just the coach there, Tim Weeking, all of his sons except for one of them went to Northwestern to play soccer, actually. And he kind of, you know, just really kind of developed my love for the game, just really kind of helped me blossom into kind of the player that I kind of wanted to be and was able to be at Dort as well.
You have these strong ties with coaches over the years, and that seems to develop a little bit of a love for coaching for you. Obviously, that's with what you do now. What made you want to get into coaching?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, being on the soccer field, being on the basketball court, diamond, whatever it means, it was just something that I always enjoyed doing. I was always active in that sense, and so it was something that I didn't necessarily want to give up as I grew older. But then a lot of my mentors were coaches, and I just wanted to be able to give back in that sense of, you know, helping young men kind of grow in their relationship with Christ, or, you know, just as they, you know, grew up and just became young men as well after they graduated college, high school, whatever it may be. I just knew that I kind of wanted to be around that and just kind of dive into their lives, show, you know, God's grace, God's mercy, God's love, you know, to them. And so it was something that I kind of grew up, like I said, all my mentors were pretty much coaches, and I just wanted to be able to give back in that sense, and that's kind of led me to where I kind of am right now.
You're a member of the class of 2015 for Dort, so you're still young, but how big was getting that opportunity out in the Pacific Northwest and kind of the Bellingham area with the Whatcom FC Rangers in getting you to where you are now with Covenant College?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a big, I think, blessing in disguise for me. I was definitely a little bit nervous kind of moving up there. I had been in the Midwest, you know, for 23 years of my life, and this was going to be my first time away from family. I was going to an area of the country that I had never been to before in my life, and so I was definitely kind of nervous, you know, just kind of packing up, leaving. I didn't necessarily have a job when I initially moved out there. I had kind of communications with Whatcom FC up there, but, you know, once I got out there, it was just something that I was really able to kind of, I guess, flourish with. My technical director was an assistant coach for the Jamaican women's national team. He was the head coach for the Seattle women's pro team at the time. And so just, you know, being able to learn under him, just like soccer knowledge from him, was great. I mean, he was talking about stuff that, you know, I'd grown up playing soccer that I just had, you know, never thought about, never realized, or even kind of considered when it came to soccer. And so I think being out there was probably the biggest thing that kind of helped me and has helped me as I kind of push forward and move forward, you know, in the coaching world. And I think it's definitely something I look back at, and I stay in communication with the people that I met out there, just with different insights that I'm looking at, having them watch games, you know, talking to them about different tactical decisions and stuff like that with our current squad now.
You're at Covenant College. You're a full-time assistant men's soccer coach down in Georgia. What drew you to the opportunity at Covenant? You're on season number 4 now, I think, right?
That is correct, yeah.
How much have you enjoyed your time and the opportunities you've had with Covenant College?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing for me. I mean, I initially came down here not necessarily knowing what to expect. Again, one of my buddies from high school was actually an admissions counselor down here, and he kind of let me know about the job and thought that I would be a pretty good fit. One thing kind of led to another. It was kind of a quick turnaround. I think I applied like in the middle of July, had my interview at the end of July, and I was down here the day before the season started a couple weeks later. So it was kind of a whirlwind of events. But, you know, since I've been down here, it's been opportunity like none other for me. Our head coach, Scott Bosgraf, he truly does allow me to, as a leader and then as a mentor for our athletes as well. He definitely wants me to continue to get better with everything that I'm doing, definitely diving in relationally as I look, you know, into my relationship with Christ and stuff like that. And it's something that he pushes on to me daily and challenges me daily as well. And so it's been a big, big blessing for me to kind of be down here, kind of grow in that sense, but then also, you know, challenge our athletes, helping them, you know, continue to grow as young men as well.
That's awesome to hear, Brady. That's everything I have for you, man. I really do appreciate your time here and for chatting with me.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Christian. Thank you so much for having me, and I enjoyed letting you guys hear a little bit more about myself with everything as well.
Thanks again to Brady Van Hollen for joining us and for being our featured guest on this edition of Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now is made possible here on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. That'll do it for this episode of Where Are They Now? We'll have more Dort University Athletics coming up on KDCR right after this.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dort University Basketball here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 35-19, the Concordia Bulldogs lead the Dort University Defenders at halftime. And before we get to your stats here quickly, two other GPAC men's basketball games going on currently. At halftime, Northwestern leads Midland 42-34. And with just under 12 minutes left to go in the second half, Dakota Wesleyan is up on Hastings 54-49. Statistically, the Defenders shot 20% for the floor in that first half, 6 of 30 overall, 4 of 16 from behind the arc for 25%, and just 5 free throw attempts for Dort, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Concordia actually only shot one free throw. That was Justin Wiersma converting a 3-point play, and they did make that. The Bulldogs, 44% from the field, 43.8% overall, 14 of 32. But 6 of 12 from behind the arc for 50% shooting from a three-point range. Justin Wiersma mentioned that he's the leading scorer for Concordia at 16.3 points per game, 13 from him in the first half. Ryan Holt had 9 points. Carter Kent had 6, 3 points as well for A.J. Watson, and then 2 points for Sam Scarpelli and for Corey Davila. For the Defenders, the leading scorer has 4 points. Jesse Janspa with 4 points. 3 points for Caleb Harmson, Cade Bleeker, Ben Gasing, Garrett Franken, Jacob Viss has 2 points, and 1 point for DJ Feikstra. Just 19 points in the first half for Dort, shooting 20%. So Dort just shot 1% better than points scored in that first half. And for Dort, turnover's not really a huge issue. There were back-to-back possessions there, and Coach Van Afte called a timeout, but as a whole, both teams with 6 turnovers, so turnovers not the big issue for Dort. Just some of those shots haven't been able to go, and some of the shots also have been contested by Concordia. Concordia playing some good defense. Dort has missed some open looks, but got to give credit to Concordia as well. They've forced Dort to take some tough shots and some runners in the paint and some jumpers that aren't open but aren't super contested either. So some of those shots, you just, hopefully over time, you get those to fall for Dort. And then defensively, for Dort, obviously, other than a couple open three-point looks early, they're able to close down the perimeter a little bit. Ryan Holt and Carter Kent putting in 5 triples combined of the 6 for Concordia. The other was A.J. Watson. So after the early bit of three-point shooting for Concordia, Dort was able to shut that down a little bit, but Concordia started the game on an 8-0 run. Dort tied it up at 13, and then it was a 22-6 run to end the half. Concordia really just didn't shoot a whole lot better. Just defensively was able to keep Dort from scoring, and then Dort unable to hit some shots on its own end. And as a result, that lead ballooned to 16 at the half. We'll be back in 1 minute with your second half here between Dort University and Concordia, live on KDCR. Live from Frederick Arena in Seward, Nebraska, on the campus of Dort University, or Concordia University, I should say. The Bulldogs leading Dort 35-19. The starting 5 this half for Concordia: Scarpelli, Kent, Smith, Wiersma, and Holt. So the starting 5. Starting 5 for Dort as well. You have Jansma, Bleeker, Gasink, Franken, and Viss. Dort's going to come out of the half playing a 3-2 zone. With it is Smith at the free throw line, now into the paint. Spins, kicks it back out to Scarpelli. Scarpelli will swing it over to Kent. Now back to Scarpelli. Concordia struggling to find a pocket here on this first possession against the zone. A deep 3 off the back of the iron, but also difficult to rebound out of the zone. Justin Wiersma, open 3. It's good. A 25-6 run for Concordia. The lead is 19, 38-19. And on the other end, Jesse Jansma A transition three barely draws iron, and now Concordia's got a three on two. Scarpelli over to Kent. Kent, left wing, transition three. That one no good. Ball loose, taken away by Jansma. And Jort will get it across the timeline. Just about a minute into this second half. Concordia leading by 19, 38-19. And we're going to foul called as Garrett Franken shoved pretty much directly in the back. So it goes against Gage Smith. That's his third personal foul. So third personal foul on Smith. They're going to leave him on the floor for right now. Bleeker swings it right to Gasing. Gasing now down low. Backdoor cut from Franken at the 5-foot-ish distance. Able to get it in with the right hand. And Dort on the board this half. 38-21. Bulldogs with the lead. Scarpelli over to Smith. On the right wing, now swings it left, top of the key. Holt picks out Wiersma. Wiersma, left block, kicks it back to Holt. Holt moving three, and he's got it. Ryan Holt has four triples today. It's 41-21, largest lead of the game for Concordia. Gasing just inside the three-point arc. Smith drives him back out. Over to Viss. Now Jansma back to Viss. Bleeker. Left, dribbles right, uses a Viss screen, gets all the way to the basket. And through the contact, lays it in. 41-23, Bulldogs lead. Driving inside the paint, Wiersma, the scorer, just leaves it short. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. Gasing, he wants to drive on the other end. Bounce pass, nice job to Viss. Viss lays it in on the left block. Back-to-back points, back-to-back baskets, I should say, for Dort. 41-25, Concordia leads. Just over 2 minutes and 30 seconds into our second half of play. Viss coming out now to guard Holt. Hands it off to Scarpelli. Holt, another three-point basket. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Franken. Now Franken wants to go. Gets it to Viss in transition. Viss kicks it back out. Franken swings it. Gasing, corner three. And that's good. A 7-0 run for Dort, trailing 41-28. So Dort with a 7-0 run. And we'll see if Concordia can stem the tide a little bit here as the defenders try to claw back into this one. Just under 17 minutes left to go in regulation. Kent gets it down to Wiersma. Swings it. Smith, right wing, triple. He's got it. Concordia as a team, as a solid three-point shooting team. We're seeing it again here today. Another triple for Concordia. They've got eight so far. The lead is 16, 44-28. 16:47 left to go as Concordia calls a timeout. So we'll be back in 30 seconds here on KDCR. 44-28, Concordia leading Dort here in Seward, Nebraska. 44-28, Dort with it. Just under 3.5 minutes into our second half. Franken, a little turnaround right-handed hook from about 7 feet out, gets it to rattle home. And the deficit is 14, 44-30, and now Dort will come back out in that 3-2 zone. Gasing, Jansma, and Bleeker at the top of the zone. Franken and Viss down low along the baseline. Kent swings it left to Scarpelli, 12 on the shot clock. Scarpelli using a screen as O'Hare checks in, gets it out to Holt, and Holt's got another triple. Holt with five triples. He's got 15, and the Bulldogs lead 47-30. Franken answers with a triple, top of the key. Garrett Franken hits his second triple of the game. He's got 10. So 10 points for Garrett Franken to lead the defenders. The only player in double figures. The next closest is Gasing with 6. Holt gets it over to Kent. Left wing 3. Off the front of the iron, no good. Gasing skies for the board. Now Dort will try to cut into this 14-point deficit. Franken hands it off for Bleeker. Back to Franken. Another three-point basket. That one no good. Off the front of the iron. Viss with a rebound. Back to Franken. Franken's got the post player on him. Paid away jumper. Off the front of the iron again. No good. Wiersma with a rebound. Franken got the matchup he wanted with O'Hare getting switched onto him, but unable to knock it down. Scarpelli swings it right. Holt hesitates after hitting 5 of his first 7 triples. Instead, will lead to a layup. And no good, actually, from Kent. Carter Kent can't knock down the left-handed layup. Although on the other end, Jordan transition. Gasing over the top. Viss His foot slides. It's going to be a travel, and Sidorc gives it right back to Concordia. Kent will check out now. A.J. Watson checks in. Ryan Holt will also check out, as Grant Rogge will check in. T.J. Feikster will check in for Dort. Garrett Franken will go to the bench. Bryce Popick will check in as well. So one by one getting these substitutions in. Jesse Jansma will take a seat just over 5 minutes into our second half. Concordia leading Dort 47-33. The Bulldogs went on a 28-8 run to establish a 20-point lead. Dort's whittled it down to 14 so far. Wiersma in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Too strong. Off the glass. No good. Strick gets the rebound. He'll get it over to Kopic. Kopic will dribble left. Hand off to Gasink. Gasink thought about the three. Instead, we'll swing it over to Bielis. Bielis hands it back to Gasink. Gasink underneath the basket. Tries to kick it back out through traffic. And it's an easy steal and layup for Justin Wiersma. Wiersma on the other end. He's got 18. 49-33. So Wiersma already over his 16.3 points per game average. Still got 14 minutes left to go in this one. Kopic over to Bleeker in the corner. Bleeker drives baseline, lays it off for Bielis. And Bielis with a left hand gets his first basket. And it's back to a 14-point lead for Concordia, 49-35. Scarpelli in the corner, dribbles left. Now swings Rogge out to Watson. Watson will go left, kicks it back out to Hare. Now swinging it, Wiersma. Scarpelli down to Rogge. Rogge lays it off for O'Hare, and it's blocked by Bielis. Camden Bielis with a rejection. And now Dort on the move with it. Kopic, and he's fouled, driving into the paint. Foul is going to go. I think they're going to get Rogge on that one. It is Rogge. So his first personal, team second foul. Justin Wiersma will check out. Kent will check back in. Harmson checks in for Cade Bleeker. So Gasing, Feikstra, Bielis, Bleeker. Oh, no, Bleeker checked out, I should say. Kopic, Feikstra, Bielis, Harmson, and Gasing on the floor for the defenders. Kopic, he's guarded by Kent. Will drive, free throw line jumper. And Bryce Kopic gets it to go. Kopic with his first points of the game. 49-37. The defenders have whittled the lead down to 12. Watson drives left, gets by, lays it up off the glass and good. 51-37, and now Watson forces a travel as Gasink didn't see him out of the corner of his eye there. Gasink tried to dribble around the back and whistled for a travel. So a good dribble move initially for Watson. Gets a layup and then immediately forces a turnover seconds later. 51-37. Bulldogs with a 14-point lead. 13:10 left to go in regulation. Scarpelli inbounds it over the basket to Rogge. And Rogge with a little turnaround 7-foot jumper gets it to go. 16-point lead for the Bulldogs. Gasink drives baseline, kicks out. Kopic, three. No good. Rebound taken down by Rogge. Grant Rogge with it. Now he's going to try to go coast to coast. Kicks it out to Watson. Corner three. No good, but Rogge all alone for the offensive rebound. Swings it back out to Scarpelli. Scarpelli back to Rogge. Rogge, three. No good. Off the front of the iron, Bielis with the board. Fedor still trails by 16 after a couple opportunities for the Bulldogs. And next whistle, we'll get several more substitutions for Dort. Harmson on the right wing. Swings it left to Gasink. Pass over the top, down low. It's Feikstra on the left block. Feikstra, spin move, and Scarpelli with a forearm to the back. Get called for the foul. Would have been probably a layup for Feikstra. So in the end, that's a good foul for Scarpelli. Just his first personal and the third team foul. Ryan Holt will check in for the Bulldogs. He'll check in for Scarpelli. On the floor for Dort after the substitutions. Harmson and Kopic remain new subs. Franken, Viss, and Jansma onto the floor. 53-37, 2:15 left to go in regulation. Dort down 16. Viss on the left block, kicks it out to Jansma. Jansma now drives, and Kent is going to be called for a reach and foul. So that'll be Kent's first personal. It's the fourth team foul for the Bulldogs in just under 8 minutes. Dort still has not been whistled for a foul. Jordan had only 19 points in the first half, has had 18 points already in the second half, but has only seen the deficits increase slightly. Actually, no, it stayed the same. It was 35-16 at halftime, or 35-19 at halftime. Driving into the paint, Kopic, a tough shot. Can't get that to go off the glass. Rebound taken by Rogge again. Holt Watson thought about the three instead. Drives baseline. Can't get it to go, but gets his own rebound. Back up with the left hand. And A.J. Watson. He's got seven. Averages 5.2 per game. He's already got seven. The sophomore from Bonner Springs, Kansas. Franken trying to go on Holt. Right hand rises up from 5 feet. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Kent. Lead back out to 18 for the Bulldogs. 11:20 left to go in regulation, 55-37. Kent drives, spins, bumped by Franken. It'll be a Franken's first personal foul. Oh, no, they're going to call that on Jansma. They were getting Franken with a body bump. They're going to get Jansma instead with a reach. So Jansma's second personal, team's first. And Watson inbounds it underneath to Holt. Holt over to Kent. Kent blocked by Viss. Now Dort with a 2-on-2 opportunity. Jansma nearly throws it away. Franken able to track it down. Now Viss will drive and one. Jacob Viss and one. Through the contact, Corey Davila picks up the personal. Viss has six so far. That's Davila's second foul. Second personal, 15. So Viss, shooting about 76% for the free throw line on the season, will try to convert the three-point play. And he does. So Viss has seven. The defenders trail by 15. 11:01 left to go in regulation, and now Dort with a full-court press. Watson over to Holt, and Concordia throws it over the top. Holt throws it away out of bounds. So the full-court press results in a turnover. Good job by Coach Van Haften bringing that out. Concordia definitely not expecting it, and Holt put too much on his pass for Rogge. So the defenders with the basketball, an opportunity to cut into this 15-point deficit. Jansma on the left wing, guarded at the hip by Kent. Franken uses a screen from Viss through the contact, can't get it to go, but Franken will go to the free throw line for two. So 10:39 left to go in regulation. Foul's going to go against Davila, who picks up foul number two and three in succession. So six-team foul. Dort will be in the bonus for the final 10:39 as Franken's first free throw left that one short off the front of the iron. On the season, Franken shooting 50% for the free throw line. Misses the second one as well. Left that one short off the front of the iron. Basketball knocked out of bounds by Caleb Harmson trying to get the offensive rebound. So Dort unable to convert at the free throw line and trails still 55-40. Now Concordia able to inbound it. Dort still with a full court press here. Bit of a zone press. And the Bulldogs almost able to break it. Rogge picked up his dribble just before the timeline, but now Concordia does get it over. Dort shooting 33% in this one. Concordia shooting 42%, but Concordia with 10 triples. Watson guarded by Kopic. Dribbling it out. Right wing. Now five on the shot clock. Rogge to Holt. Open three with the shot clock winding down. He's got 18. Ryan Holt averages 7 points per game, but he's got six triples in the Bulldogs. Halfway through our second half, push the lead out to 18, 58-40. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR. Back here on KDCR, 88.5 FM and KDCR885.com. Christian Zeilser, thanks for joining us here on KDCR as the defenders trail 58-40. 10:05 left to go here in regulation as the Bulldogs have hit 11 times from behind the arc, while Dort shooting just 33% from the field. That's a pretty good ratio if you're Concordia in terms of trying to secure conference win number three on the year. Wiersma averages 16.3 points per game. He's already got 18. Also with 18, Ryan Holt, who was 4-for-8 from three on the year. He had made 4 threes on 8 attempts. He's already made 6 today. So Ryan Holtz playing a big role here. His 18 points, a big part of this 18-point Bulldog lead halfway through our second half. Jansma swings it left to Harmson. Franken, Viss, Kopic, Jansma, and Harmson on the floor for Dort. Jansma has it knocked away by Watson. Now Wiersma on the break. Wiersma tries to take it himself. It's knocked away by Harmson. Kicks out to Smith. Three-pointer. It's good. And the lead is at its largest of the day. Concordia 61, Dort 40 with 9.5 minutes left to go here in the second half. Kopic hands it off to Jansma. Jansma now off to Harmson. Harmson, right wing three. That off the back of the iron, no good. Wiersma skies for the board. And Concordia still wants to push. Watson on the left wing swings it. Wiersma over to Smith. Smith, he'll try right wing this time. That one not as kind as the left. Off the back of the iron, and Franken gets the board. Franken gets it over to Kopic. Now Kopic, free throw line, swings, kicks it to Harmson. Harmson can't get that triple to go. Off the back of the iron again. And with 9 minutes left to go, Concordia with the basketball up 21. Wiersma uses a Smith screen, a little pick and pop. Now Smith drives all the way to the hoop. Can't get it to go, but Caleb Harmson's going to be whistled for the personal foul. Caleb Harmson trying to contest Smith's shot. Smith with a 5-inch advantage on that challenge. And probably got a good foul anyway from Harmson there, as basically was a layup otherwise. And the first free throw, it does fall after hitting the front of the iron, the backboard, the left side of the iron, and then it does drop. So the lead out to 22 now, 62 to 40. 8:50 left to go. Gage Smith with another free throw, and he gets it to fall as well. So Smith has 8. The Bulldogs lead by 23. Watson will guard Gasink as he brings it across the timeline. Gasink dribbles left using a Franken screen. Thought about the three and said we'll pass it back to Franken, who swings it. Skip pass to Jansma. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good. Jansma, though, follows his miss. Offensive rebound, lays it in with a right hand. So Jesse Jansma, he has 6. Defenders trail 63 to 42. 8:20 left to go in regulation. Dort now back in that zone. Holt over to Watson. Watson, a high-speed pass from a close distance. Holt from the corner, 3 off the glass, no good. And Dort in transition. Franken quickly on the other end. Maybe a little Euro from Garrett Franken. Lays it in with the left hand. 63-44, under 8 minutes left to go. In the zone once again. Dort with that 3-2 zone. Harmson, Jansma, and Gasek at the top of the zone. Viss and Franken down low. Three-pointer for Watson. Top of the key. That one well wide right. Just glances off the iron. Franken with the board. Transition 3. Caleb Harmson in and out. Would have been a big 3 for Dort and for Harmson, but that one just can't go. And now Concordia thought about the transition 3 themselves. Instead, Scarpelli swings it back out to Wiersma. Now Watson. Free throw line. Smith drives and 1. Jesse Jansma into the body of Gage Smith. Smith into double figures now with 10. And he'll have a free throw coming up. The opportunity to push the lead out to 22. Caleb Harmson will check out and Cade Bleeker will check in. 65-44. Concordia leads with 7:20 left to go in regulation. Gage Smith at the free throw line. Smith trying to convert the three-point play. And he does. Came into today shooting just 36.4% for the free throw line, but he's 3-for-3 on his last 3 attempts. Gasing, crossover dribble. Pulls up from 3 from the right wing. The back iron, Garpelli skies for the board. A senior from Portland, Oregon. Only 5-9, but he got up for that board. And Concordia's got the ball with 7 minutes left to go. 66-44, the Bulldog lead. Wiersma trying to get the pass down low. Jansma steals it away. Jansma wants to push. Gets it to Gasek in the corner. Gasek, skip pass to the opposite corner. Bleeker drops. Kicks back to Gasek. And that 3 in and out. Gasek can't get that to go. And the lead stays at 22. Dort 6 of 26 from behind the arc and 17 of 52 overall from the field. That for about 33% shooting. Scarpelli drives baseline. Bounce pass knocked away by the right hand of Gasek. Out of bounds, 13 on the shot clock in Concordia basketball. Kendrick Van Kekerix will check in for Jansma. So 66-44 our score. Concordia with the basketball. 13 on the shot clock. Smith hands it off to Scarpelli. He'll send it back out to the top of the key as Concordia resets to 6 on the shot clock. Gasek takes it away. 3-on-2 opportunity for Dort. Gasek almost lost it. Gets it over to Bleeker. Bleeker blocked by Wiersma. And Concordia playing some tough defense here today. 66-44, Bulldogs lead. 6 minutes to go. Top key, Kent. Back pass into the paint. That's beautiful work against the zone, and Scarpelli knocks down the triple. Well, that's how you do it. At the top of the key, you get a bounce pass down at the free throw line just inside the paint. The defense, the zone collapses, and Smith dished it out to the wing where Scarpelli was wide open. Knocks down the triple, its biggest lead of the game, 69-44, under 6 minutes left to go. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR. Christian Zylstra here on KDCR's Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 69-44. Bulldogs lead the defenders. Just under 6 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort will have the basketball. That's Franken, Gasek, Bleeker, Bielis, and Van Kekerix on the floor for Dort. It's Holt, Kent, Smith, Scarpelli, and Wiersma on the floor for the Bulldogs. Franken gets it down low to Bielis. Bielis with a one-on-one opportunity. Spins, pump fake, and then a job lays it in with the left hand. A good double move in the post by Camden Bielis. He's got four. 69-46 Bulldogs. Dork continuing with the 3-2 zone here. Holt, top of the key, about 25 feet away from the basket. Swings it left. Kent, three-pointer on the wing. No good. Off the back of the iron and out of bounds. So it'll be Dort University basketball. 5:15 left to go in regulation. Gasek will bring it across the timeline where he's picked up by Wiersma. Gets the switch over to Scarpelli. Van Kekerix. Franken. Top of the key. Franken rattles home the triple. Give Van Kekerix the assist. Franken the triple. He's got 15. The only defender in double figures today. I believe the next highest scorer for Dort has 6 points. And that would be the case. Gasek and Jansma each with 6. No, I take that back. Jacob Viss has 7. Wiersma has that three-point shot blocked by Cade Bleeker. I think he thought he had an open look, and then Bleeker flashed out of nowhere in the zone. Knocked the one out of bounds. 11 still on the shot clock for the Bulldogs, leading 69-49. 4:43 left to go. Scarpelli inbounds it over the top to Smith. Smith guarded by Franken, getting a little with a dribble, and is fouled by Franken on the shot attempt. Can't get it to go, but he'll head to the free throw line. As Franken picks up his first personal, fourth team foul against the defenders. Also, you know how I said Dort was going to be in the bonus the last 10:39? Concordia has not fouled in the last 6 minutes and 1 second. In part, a little bit by Dort's been taking more shots along the perimeter here as the first free throw from Smith is no good. Dort trying to get back into this with some three-point shots, and the shots just haven't been falling today for the defenders. Shooting about 32% in this one. Second free throw from Smith is good, so the lead is 21, 70-49. 4.5 minutes left to go. Kopic picked up by Wiersma on the near side. McKekrick swings it right. 15-foot jumper. Garrett Franken gets it to go. He's got 17. 70-51, Bulldogs lead. Holt over to Scarpelli. Swinging it right. Kent now dribbles inside the zone, lays it off, and Gage Smith with the layup, the left hand. He's got 14. So three players for the Bulldogs with at least 14, and the lead is 72-51 as Bleeker and Franken miscommunicating, and Dort will throw it away out of bounds. Seen that a couple times, the Dort offense just out of sync today. Little miscommunication between players. And with 4 minutes left on the clock, Holt will check out. And we'll see if that's it for him today. If so, he's got 18 points today and moved it from making 4 threes on the season to making 10 total on the year now. So been quite a day for Ryan Holt. Wiersma swings it baseline over to Kent. Kent drives, lays it off for Smith. Smith doesn't get it to go the first time, but the offensive rebound puts it back. He's got 16. 74-51, Kopic. He'll dribble left, uses a Bielis screen, a little floater. Bryce Kopic, the floater, gets that to go, and Coach Van Haften will call a timeout. 74-53, Concordia leading the defenders. 3.5 minutes left to go. You're listening to North Basketball on KDCR. Back here at Frederick Arena in Seward, Nebraska, on the campus of Concordia University. The defenders trail the Bulldogs 74-53 as Dort comes out with a full court press on the floor. Fykstra, Harmsen, Vekekerix, Kopic, and Bielis for the defenders. For Concordia, it's Scarpelli, Smith, Wiersma taking the three-point shot there from the left wing. No good. Kent is out there. And who's the other guy I haven't said? Thomas Clark out there as well for Concordia. Kopic over to Bielis. Kopic back at the top of the key. Harmsen, entry pass over the top to Bielis. Bielis tries to swing it to the back door to Fykstra. But active hands by Thomas Clark knocks that one out of bounds. Clark, a senior, or Thomas Young, I should say, from Clarks, Nebraska. Inbounds pass. Kopic wanted Vekekerix. Not on the same page. That one's intercepted. It's a two-on-one. Scarpelli lays it off for Kent. Kent smoked on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line for two. Oh, good hard foul by TJ Fykstra. Going to make Kent earn them at the free throw line. So second foul on Fykstra. The fifth team foul. And Carter Kent will have two free throws coming up. First one rattles in and out. 2:54 left to go, 74-53. Another substitution. Wiersma will check out with his 18 points. And checking in will be junior Tanner Wubbles. Second free throw from Kent is good. 75-53. Bulldogs with the lead. Kopic uses a Harmsen screen, driving baseline. Now picks up his dribble on the right block. Has to kick it back out. 20 on the shot clock. Fykstra at the free throw line, loses the basketball, able to get it back, and swings it back out to Bielis. Dort will reset. 11 on the shot clock. Kopic drives. Tough shot and one for Bryce Kopic. Bryce Kopic with the and one. That was going to go against Carter Kent. His second foul, team seventh. So Dort was in the bonus with a 10:39 left to go in the half, and the next foul from Concordia came 8 minutes later. Good job by Concordia defending without fouling. And now Kopic knocks down the free throw. So the three-point play is good. Dort trails 75-56. Scarpelli will check out. And checking in will be Nick Cito. Also, we'll get Jackson Hirschfeld to check in for Carter Kent. So Young, Wubbles, Smith still out there. Hirschfeld and Cito out there for the Bulldogs. For Dort, it's Kopic, Harmsen, Fykstra, Vekekerix, and Bielis. A little bit of weave action here from the Bulldogs, continuing to use some clock while moving the basketball. Young thought about the three from the right wing. They get it back to him with five on the shot clock. He'll shoot the three this time. No good off the back of the iron. Harmsen takes the rebound away. He'll bring it up the floor. Under 2 minutes left to go in regulation. Fykstra, baseline, fouled on the play. He'll go to the line for two. Gage Smith is going to pick up the foul. That is his fourth personal, eighth team foul. And DJ Fykstra will have a couple of free throws coming up. First free throw from Fykstra. No good off the front of the iron. And now Smith will check out. And checking in will get Noah Schutt. Freshman from Laurel, Nebraska, checking in at the forward position. Fykstra with another free throw. That one is good as well. The second one is good. The first one was short. And so it's 75-57. Bulldogs lead by 18. 1:50 left to go. Top of the key. Swinging it. Wubbles. Now pulling from three, Hirschfeld, and he gets that one to go from about 25 feet. Hirschfeld knocking it down from deep on the right wing, 78-57. Kopic. He's picked up by Schutt. Swings it left. Van Kekeriks now down low to Fikstra. Fikstra, the size advantage, a lot of contact. And DJ Fikstra will go to the line for a 1-1. The foul's going to go against Nick Cito. It's the ninth team foul, so the last 1-1 for the defenders. 1:28 left to go. And Fikstra gets the first to fall. DJ Fikstra now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 2 points. And now we'll get some more substitutions for Dort. In fact, it looks like it'll be a near mass sub. As we're checking out there, we'll have Wilson Harshbarger out there. Andrew DeVries checking in for the defenders. Trey Highnote checking in for the defenders. Jackson Lauscher checking in. And Fikstra still out there. Second free throw is good, so it's 78-59. DJ Fikstra with 4. On the block, Noah Schutt gets the basket to go. 80-59 our score. Dort with the basketball. 67 seconds left. Harshbarger down low. High off the glass. Can't get that to fall. Rebound taken by Wubbles. Now Wubbles will push. Swinging it right. Hirschfeld. 3. That one. In and out. Noah Schutt with a rebound. Swinging it right. Cito gets it to Hirschfeld. 15 on the shot clock. 48 on the game clock. Hirschfeld driving. Now swings it. Schutt. Schutt. A wild shot with the left hand. Can't get it to go. DJ Fikstra with a rebound. Fikstra will push. 37 seconds left to go. Trey Highnote with the basketball. Left wing. Uses a screen. Swings it right. DeVries. Over to Jackson Lauscher. Lauscher. Shot no good. Blocked down low by Wubbles. Wubbles with it. Now Hirschfeld driving. Off the glass. Somehow got that over the hand to Wilson Harshbarger. And so that's good. 82-59. 15 seconds left, and we'll see if Dort tries to get another shot off or if the defenders will just try to run out the clock. It does look like the defenders trying to get a little offense going here with some of the young guys. DeVries down low to Harshbarger. 5 seconds on the clock. Swings it. Fikstra in the corner. Drives baseline. Goes up. And he was fouled with maybe half a second left, but the officials will just wave it off. And that's going to be our final. 82-59. The Bulldogs victorious in this one. A strong performance from Concordia. And they improved to 6-1 on the year. 3-0 in cheap pack play, while the defenders lose their second straight game, falling to 5-2 on the year. And 1-2 in conference play. You're listening to Dort University Basketball here on KDCR. We'll be back with your Wireless World post-game wrap-up, taking a look at some of the stats from this one, your scores from around the conference, and our post-game interview with the head coach, Brian Van Haften. It's all coming up here on KDCR 88.5 FM on the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and KDCR885.com. The defenders fall in this one to the Concordia Bulldogs, 82-59. The Bulldogs get the sweep today in this basketball doubleheader. The Concordia women winning game one, 73-62, and now winning game two here for the Concordia men, 82-59. A game in which the defenders actually shot much better in the second half, 51.6% in the second half, but just 36% overall from the field during the game, and a 25% from behind the arc. Also shot about 62% from the free throw line, 8 made free throws onto 13 attempts. For the Bulldogs only shot 8 free throws all game. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 43% from the field, but they were hot from behind the arc, 41% from three, including 14 made triples for the Bulldogs. That was a big reason why they were able to build that lead and maintain that lead, as Dort made a little bit of a push early in the second half, got it to 41-28, a little 7-0 run, but the Bulldogs quickly answered with a triple to push it back out to 16, and from there, the game was kind of at that marker, about 16 points or so for quite a while before eventually the Bulldogs pushed it back out to about 20 points and held the lead there. They led by as many as 23 in this one. And so Concordia will improve to 6-1 on the year, 3-0 in GPAC play, while the defenders dropped to 5-2 overall and 1-2 in GPAC play. Dort led in scoring by Garrett Franken, the only defender to reach double figures today with 17. A couple of players with 7, Bryce Kopic and Jacob Viss, 6 points for Ben Gasek and Jesse Chansma, 5 points for Cade Bleeker, 4 points for Camden Bielis, and for DJ Fikstra, and 3 points for Caleb Harmson. For Concordia, 3 players in double figures, 18 points for Justin Wiersma and Ryan Holt, 16 points for Gade Smith, 7 points for a couple guys as well, A.J. Watson and Carter Kent, each added 7. 5 for Sam Scarpelli, 5 for Jackson Hirschfeld, and then 2 for Grant Rogge, for Corey Davila, and for Noah Schutt. 17 assists for Concordia compared to 12 for Dort. Turnovers, Dort with 12, Concordia with 9. Concordia had 6 steals, as did Dort, and Dort had actually 4 more blocks, 7 blocks to Concordia's 3. Dort was down 35-19 at halftime. Concordia outscored the defenders 47-40 in the second half as well. And that's how we got to our final score today, 82-59, our final. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap-up here on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at a few other GPAC scores and then hopefully have Coach Ben Hafton joining us as well here on KDCR.
At KDCR 88.5, we are listening to you. Today's Christian music for your home or commute at KDCR 88.5.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back here on KDCR 88.5 FM with your Wireless World postgame wrap-up. We're joined by the University head men's basketball coach, Brian Van Hafton. The defenders falling to Concordia today, 82-59. Coach Van Hafton, first half, I know some of the shots weren't falling for you guys. You shot 20% in the first half. How much of that was the defense of Concordia, and how much of it was just, you know, some of those open looks just didn't fall tonight?
A little bit of both. I thought Concordia played a pretty nice game today. I thought they're a really good team tonight. I would say some of it is us. Just we didn't bounce back very well. That's partly my fault, I think. I just didn't bounce back very well from, playing a really tough game on Wednesday. Although I thought defensively, I thought we were pretty good in the first half, to be honest with you. We had a couple of turnovers that led to some easy ones for them. But overall, I mean, it was just our offense. We just couldn't get anything. Our post players were in the middle all the time. What I mean by that is they weren't deep catches or they weren't on the arc. They were just always at 12, 15 feet. I was much better in the second half, to be honest with you. We made a little adjustment there. We just didn't make some of those shots. And that's sometimes you get your teeth kicked in, and today we did.
You made a little bit of a run there early in the second half after Concordia grew the lead out to 20. You were able to go on a little 7-0 run, hit a few shots. What was clicking there during that stretch, and how can you, I guess, obviously, you know, sometimes those shots just don't go in, but how can you bottle some of that and get a little more consistency over the course of what's a long season still ahead?
I mean, that's a great question. I think you're playing a good team, and you have some 7-0 runs, and they just made their run back at us a little bit. And what was clicking was our pace of the game was up a little bit. We had that thing going up and down the floor a little bit more. I thought Ben and Bryce did a really nice job in the second half, but they passed the ball really well, got the pace of the game up well. Number 32, Ryan Holt, had a really nice game today. I don't know how many threes he made. We made 6 of 10 threes. You know, that's problematic for any team when you're five man is making 6 threes.
When he'd hit,
and one of these times, it's got to be us to do that.
Well, he had hit four all season going into this one, four through his first six games and six tonight as he was feeling it. And Justin Wiersma, we know he's talented. He's a good scorer, was able to get out to 18, and that you kind of held him in check for that last little bit there before he was subbed out. As you look ahead, we got another game before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Got Briarcliff coming up. What adjustments do you want to see from the guys as you get ready? It's a slightly shorter turnaround than what you normally have, but, you know, another GPAC game and another opportunity at the DeWitt coming up on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. I don't have a good answer for you right now. We just typically, in my other many, many games I've coached, typically you just go back and you just do what you've been doing and do it just a little bit better. I think that's the big thing for us. Well, we've got to get a little confidence going. We got to get some of our veteran players with just a little bit more confidence out there. And I think we'll get that. I mean, this is a really close-knit group. This is a group of guys that, I mean, I've seen some great growth in these guys as far as people. You know, we've had a couple of guys, you know, give their life to Christ here in the last 6 months. We've had a bunch of guys who are really good to each other about being servants to each other. A lot of these guys are, you know, they're just really close and they're just really faithful guys. And it's when you're around them off the court, it's a beautiful thing. Our guys are wonderful to each other. You know, they're light. They're a light to Christ. And so I'm really proud of these guys from that standpoint. We just didn't play well today, and we will bounce back and play well. These guys are too good of friends and too good of guys to bow out on each other and have two bad games in a row. And I'm sure that our guys will do a great job.
25-game season, 20 conference games. Every once in a while, you're going to have a night like that. Plenty of opportunities. The good thing is with basketball, you know, especially, we'll have the holidays throw a few wrenches in here, but for the most part, a lot of these weeks, you're going to be playing two games a week, and you got another opportunity Tuesday. So, Coach, always appreciate your time. We look forward to Tuesday night against Briarcliff.
Thanks for being here, Christian.
That was Dort University head men's basketball coach Brian Van Haften here on KDCR 88.5 FM, part of the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. As we alluded, the men's basketball team back in action on Tuesday night. We'll have a women's and men's basketball doubleheader against the Chargers at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That'll be before Thanksgiving break, Tuesday, the last day of class for Dort students on campus before the final little stretch and exams. So now the guys will be looking forward to playing their last chance to do a little basketball on campus with everyone kind of still around. So that opportunity coming up on Tuesday. Dort drops to 5-2 on the year, 1-2 in conference play. The other GPAC scores I did find, Northwestern beat Midland 97-79, and Dakota Wesleyan held on against Hastings 74-70. The other game today, Mount Marty at Morningside, that is this evening at 7 p.m. That'll do it for us here on the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. Thanks for joining us for another full Saturday of Defender Athletics here on KDCR. Congratulations as well to the Dort football team. We're ending its season after that close, nail-biting loss to the Morningside Mustangs. Back-to-back shutouts, 65-0 against Hastings, and today 64-0 against Briarcliff. I'm Christian Ziles, so that's going to do it for me this evening. Have a great rest of your Saturday night, and a great rest of your Saturday weekend, and a great Thanksgiving ahead as well.